It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. The mountains are calling us. On this episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, we are talking about the Disneyland mountains and some fun facts you may not know about them. Plus, how many mountains are there? Like, really? Is it changing? We don't know. I'm Becca with this crazy adventure called life.
And I'm Jessica from the happiest blog on earth.
All right, Jessica, my first question is, have you ever heard of the mountain challenge, the Disneyland mountain challenge?
I would guess just to ride all the mountains in one day.
1 hour.
1 hour. Within
1 hour. Yes. So it was popular on YouTube a while ago, and there was a challenge. It was while there was still Splash Mountain, that you had to ride all four Disneyland mountains within 1 hour. Does that sound easy or hard? Us knowing the parks, being experts.
It sounds hard because of how they're spread out throughout the parks. Also the duration of the attractions themselves, but definitely a fun challenge to do.
Yeah. And I can't remember if you were, because this is back in FastPass days, if you were allowed to use FastPass or not. But even with FastPass, how some of those get late, like some of those get snagged up really quick. So who knows if that really helped or not. So I don't know. It's something my kids loved watching on YouTube back in the day, and they always begged to do. But of course, they were at the age they didn't want to ride Space Mountain or Matterhorn. They wanted us to do it for them to make it count. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's, I don't need a back adjustment just so you can say you did the challenge. So we're going to talk today about the mountains, a few fun facts about them, and we're going to discuss the big like question of, are there still going to technically be four mountains? So why don't you name the mountains for us, Jessica?
Okay. Now that's the mountain challenge, if I can name them. So we have Space Mountain, Matterhorn Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, yes, and we had Splash Mountain. But yeah, we know that's changing.
Yes. All right. So I thought it'd be fun to bring up a few like facts about a couple of the different mountains. We had a whole episode about the Matterhorn. So if that's one you want to learn more about, we talked in detail about that, about whether it's the worst ride they've ever done, the track system, all of that stuff. But today we're going to talk about all the Disneyland mountains and some fun facts about them, and also some tips if you want to ride them. Which one's your favorite? Which one should we start with?
I would say Big Thunder Mountain. And it's actually one that I usually start with, especially when I'm taking my extended family to the parks every July. We usually start and end the day at Big Thunder Mountain because it's a favorite of so many in our group.
I'm so glad you said that. That's my favorite mountain. It's my favorite ride in Disneyland, actually. And so I have to ask, the first question I have to ask is, are you a back row person or a wherever they can get you on first person?
Yeah, I don't typically do special requests, but the back row is by far the premium choice. I have sat in the front as well, and it's just funny how different seats in different places make a difference, and the front is not as fun.
No, the front is not as fun. The first time that we rode in the front, it was at night. So we'd never ridden in the front before. I'm like, oh, this is going to be cool. It's in the dark. Yeah, it feels like, because the train's still going over and pulling the rest of that train up. So when you go in the front, you can't pick up that speed until after the back of the train comes over the top of the hill. And so definitely was not as exciting, but it's still better than
a little more like Casey Jr. circus train.
Kind of, yeah. Yes, definitely. Okay, so we know that most people do like to ride in the back. However, I will say I haven't done it nearly as often because I have a bad knee. And so sometimes I am able to do the stairs, but sometimes when it's like my third day at Disneyland or whatever, or I've done a lot of rides that have stairs, like at when you exit Radiator Springs Racers and Toy Story Midway Mania and all that stuff, my knee is like really bad and I just cannot do stairs. And then I get a return time and I use the mobility entrance, which is through the exit. And when they do that, you don't really get to request your seat. They have these 3 to 4 rows that they hold for people when they have someone waiting. And it's kind of like mid back, like it's in the middle, but more towards the back. And that's just where you get to sit. So I've never asked there if I could have the back, but I did see someone ask and they said, if you're going to want the back, you have to wait until all the people that are already lined up for the back have ridden their train, because what they do is they just don't put anyone in those rows. And then when that row's empty, they load it. So just a little tip for those of you that can't do stairs, because it does have stairs. But normally they're not a big problem because of the fact that you move up them pretty slowly. And so it's not even really like you're climbing stairs. If there's more than a 15-minute wait, if there's less than a 15-minute wait, then yeah, you're going to be climbing them quickly. And if that's the problem, you might want to look at seeing if you can enter through the exit. Okay. So there's something, a really popular challenge on Big Thunder Mountain. Do you know what it is?
The goat challenge.
Yes. Tell us.
So there's a goat on Big Thunder Mountain and in its mouth, he has some dynamite. So as the train car is coming around, if you keep your eyes fixed on that dynamite, it just gives like a more thrilling sensation. I have to admit that I only do that sometimes. I got out of the habit when they were building Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, because you could get a really good view of Galaxy's Edge from Big Thunder Mountain. So now I'm like trained to look over there, even though the land is fully open and operating.
Yeah, definitely. And so to explain a little more, you're going around a curve where this goat is. And so you're keeping it and your body's going one way and you're looking the other way. And that's why it enhances that, that feeling. So do you know where they got the inspiration for the theming of Big Thunder Mountain?
So there is some Southern Utah areas. That is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, it's Bryce Canyon.
Nice.
Yes. So it is themed after Bryce Canyon with the rocks and everything. Now, do you know the name of the town at the end of the ride?
I cannot think of it, but my goodness, that town at the end. As a kid, I just wanted to stop and go into that saloon, go into those places. I wanted to see the people because you could hear them chatting. And I just thought that Western scene was so magical. Okay, what is the town? I'm going to know it right when you say it.
Rainbow Ridge.
Yes.
And do you know why it's called Rainbow Ridge?
I don't.
Okay, do you know what was there before it was Big Thunder Mountain, before they built Big Thunder Mountain?
It was a rainbow ridge.
Close, yeah. It was like the rainbow. I can't remember the name now all of a sudden. And it's not even in this article from the Disney Parks blog. They just mentioned that it's from the previous ride. And it's the one that had the like rainbow caverns and like, and we still see part of that in the ride where they have like the geyser pots and things like that. Uh-huh. So that is what it's named after. So someone that's
to that past attraction.
Yeah. Someone that's way better at remembering their Disneyland facts. You can come in the comments or wherever and tell us the exact name of that ride because I can't remember it. Okay. So we need to move on, even though I would love to talk about Big Thunder all day. And so let's go, because we have the whole episode on Matterhorn, let's go to Space Mountain next. Okay.
Space Mountain is my husband's favorite ride. I love Space Mountain. Most 3-year-olds are tall enough to ride Space Mountain. So if you have a go-getter who is just ready to roll, they can usually be tall enough for that. I love the original Space Mountain, how it is in its prime. They do a couple of overlays throughout the year sometimes, but Space Mountain is so much fun. It's just such a classic roller coaster element. I love it.
Yeah. So do you know what year it opened by chance?
Ooh, 77.
Yes. Good job. You got
it. Yay. I've told you, my husband always asks me, what year does this ride open? Like on every ride, I'm like, I have no idea. But I remember that there's 77 throughout that attraction on the wall. So it gives you a good hint into when it opened.
Yes. So it opened in 77. So it's like, got to do my math here in my head. If I'm adding correctly, it's celebrating 47 years this year, I believe. Wow. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It is a dark roller coaster. In other words, you're in the dark, there's lights going around, but you cannot see the track. And that's what actually adds to the thrill of that ride. It is not like overly fast.
Right.
I can't remember. It used to go really slow and then they updated it. Now it goes faster. But it's the darkness and not being able to see the track that really makes it feel faster than it is.
Right. And I'm telling you, I don't want to see it. I know there are like spoilers online of Space Mountain with the lights on. I don't know that I would be able to ride it. That's what I've heard is like, if you see it, then you're going to be like, oh no, thank you. And I put my hands up and I like to enjoy it as it is. I don't want to be scared.
Yeah. I always worry for tall people on that ride because of just the few snaps. Like sometimes you just accidentally come across something with that and I'm like, oh, I just scroll on, but then every time I go on, I worry about tall people. They better not be putting their hands up. I was going to tell you, my kid loves it, my oldest, but the first time he was tall enough to go on, he was not tall enough till he was 5 because we were a short family. And he went all the way to where we were about to be seated. And then he had a meltdown, got nervous, and he ran out the exit on me so that we couldn't even get on the ride. And at the time, it was one of my favorite rides. Now my motion sickness has gotten worse. I can't quite do it as much, but he ran out of it. And the cast member was nice enough to give a, like a fast pass. Like they used to have paper ones they give out when the ride broke down and stuff. And they gave me one for when he was willing to come back. But the only person that could get him back on it was his dad. And so I didn't even get to ride it with him. I was so sad. And I haven't ever ridden it with him because maybe I did once because my motion sickness kicked up. And so I just wasn't able to.
Yeah. And that beginning tunnel, I think a lot of people have trouble with that.
Yes.
So if you have motion sickness, that might be something that you want to close your eyes on. Mm-hmm. But they do take a picture on this attraction too, which is a lot of fun.
Yes, they do. Okay, so really quick, let's touch on the Matterhorn, and then we'll get into the controversy, I guess. Okay. So Matterhorn, go listen to that episode. We talked a lot about it, but what is something that you want to point out about the Matterhorn in this episode?
It's uncomfortable, but it's still fun.
It is fun.
I still do it.
And my husband always says, if your back is out of whack, it will fix it. But if your back is feeling good, don't go on it because it will it'll make it out of whack. That's his theory anyways. Yeah. One thing to know is it does have two different tracks and I can never remember which side is the Wilder side. I think it's the left track, the Tomorrowland side. But I'm not sure. If you know, let us know so that we can try and make a mental note of it for next time. Okay, let's get into the controversy. And the controversy is not about the retheming of Splash Mountain. We love that it's going to be
themed by Splash Mountain.
So this controversy is, will it still be considered one of the Disneyland mountains? And yes. Because it no longer has mountain in the name, They've removed that cap that really came to a point. So I asked in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group what people thought. And for a long time, it was super close. Like, and technically, there's still a day left on the poll. So it could change. But as of right now, I asked.
What was the options?
Okay. The question was, will Tiana's Bayou Adventure still be considered a Disneyland mountain? And the options were, yes, still a mountain, or nope, the Bayou doesn't have mountains. Because that's another thing that was like, the Bayou doesn't have mountains. Why are we going to have this big trip? Whatever. I don't care about that. It's going to be a fun ride. But I wanted to know if it counts for this episode. So Natalie said, still looks like a mountain to me in the comments. And then our friend Marcy over at Hawaii Travel with Kids, she said, my 10-year-old literally just asked me this question over the weekend. Doesn't it need to either have the word mountain in its name or be named after an actual mountain to count? So that was a good, like, pointing that out, because Matterhorn doesn't have mountain in the name, but it's named after an actual mountain. So the results as of right now are leaning heavily towards, yes, still a mountain. They probably, like, probably about 60%.
Did you vote in your own poll?
No, I did not vote in my own poll. Too late. I'm trying to find the right one. I'll have to edit.
So I did vote, and I voted not a mountain.
Ooh. Okay. Good to know. I have no clue. I haven't made up my mind.
Okay. Jury's still out.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to see it.
No.
Oh, there you can. See, the top one's the yes, the bottom one's the no. It has about, I mean, it's not like half the amount of votes. It's a little over half. But yeah, for quite a while, though, it was right, like, even.
Okay.
And I was like, this could go either way.
So any other comments on there, like, why it is still considered a mountain?
No, not many people left comments. Someone did comment about how the movies, she said, I think she voted yes, it's still a mountain, even though there's not mountains in the Bayou. She said it is, because I still haven't found the waterfall in Yorktown like they have in the movie Pocahontas. So why can't that be a mountain? So
totally.
I like that, you know, they don't, it's not always historically accurate or geographically accurate. So let us know. That's what I want to know from everyone that's listening today, because we want to settle this debate. Because what is the Disneyland Mountain Challenge going to be once Tiana's Bayou opens? Is that going to be included? Is it not? Give us your thoughts in the Disneyland Kids Facebook group. If you're on YouTube, you can leave a comment, or anywhere else that allows you to comment. Let us know. We want to know that. And we will see you real soon.